the 14th day of the blessed month of Berumhat, the martyrdom of Bishop Eugenius, Bishop Agathodorus, and Bishop Elpidius. On this day, the three holy fathers, Eugenius, Agathodorus, and Elpidius, were martyred. These saints were Christians through their ancestry, walking faithfully in the way of God, and they had a great deal of knowledge about the church subjects. Saint Armon, Patriarch of Jerusalem, ordained them bishops without assigned diocese to go around preaching and teaching the word of God. They went to many cities, and the people of one of the cities went out and beat them severely and mercilessly, and then they stoned them until the three bishops departed and received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 304 AD, Saint Shenouda el Banasawi was martyred. This saint was born in the city of El Banasa, and he was a devout Christian. Some wicked men laid accusations against him to Prince Maximianus, who was appointed by the Roman Emperor Diocletian, that Shenouda was a Christian. Maximianus had Shenouda brought before him and asked him about his faith, and the saint confessed his faith in the Lord Christ and did not deny it. Maximianus ordered his men to throw him on the ground, and they beat Saint Shenouda and inflicted many tortures upon him, and then they cast him into a prison which was in a terrible condition. The Lord sent Michael the Archangel, who healed the wounds of Saint Shenouda and strengthened him, encouraged and promised him the crown of glory after he had endured what would soon befall him. On the next morning, the prince ordered his soldiers to go and check on Shenouda, and they found him standing up and praying. When they told the prince about him, he brought the saint and saw him well and unharmed, and he was perplexed and said, "He is a sorcerer." And so he ordered his men to crucify Shenouda upside down and to inflict further tortures on him. Finally, Saint Shenouda's spirit went to the hands of the Lord, and he received the crown of martyrdom. During the night, Christians took his pure body and poured expensive perfumes over him and shrouded him in costly wrappings and laid him in a coffin and buried him with great honor. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1243 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Kyrillos III, the 75th Patriarch of Alexandria, who was known as Ibn Lokluk, departed. He was born in El Fayum to Christian parents. When he grew up, he became a monk in the monastery of Mar Victor, which was nearby Cairo. After the departure of Pope Ioannis VI, the monk Daoud ibn Lokluk was chosen for the patriarchate in the year 1235 AD. During the days of this father, a holy council convened, which was attended by 14 bishops, and they put down many canons to reorganize the church from many aspects, which was published in 5 books. In Book 1, legislation and the management system of the patriarchate were addressed. Book 2, baptism, matrimony, and the command to the newlyweds. In Book 3, it was about endowments and pledges. And Book 4 was rituals in the Coptic Church. Book 5 was the organization of the patriarchal court. Pope Kyrillos III ordained the scholar and holy father Paul El-Bushi, bishop for Cairo, who assisted him in managing the affairs of the church. After Kyrillos sat on the patriarchal throne for 7 years and 7 months, he departed and was buried in El-Shama's monastery in nearby Tamu, in Giza. May the blessings of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.